We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Joining us right now, the general manager of the Brooklyn Nets, my partner's favorite team, his basketball team anyway, Sean Marks. Sean, how are you? Joe and Evan?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming on. For me, the season's been a big disappointment. How about you? How do you feel about this season as we sit here late February?
Yeah. Well, way to get right to it, right?
Sorry. I haven't talked to you in months, Sean. I got a lot on my mind.
What did you think you were getting, Sean? What, are you kidding me?
No, like, I appreciate it. I think that's pro sports, right? The ups and downs and you know, just when you think you're heading in one direction, you know, there's wrinkles thrown at you. And I think that's all part of the journey and part of what makes it so special. You know, when you're able to get through an 82-game season and you're healthy and you're playing, you know, into the playoffs, which is the goal here. That's always been our goal. And getting there is part of it that we need to embrace. So do I think it's a disappointment? I think there's several things out there that, you know, obviously you look at, like, gosh, look, I wish we'd been healthy. I wish this, I wish that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think and I hope that we look back on this in a year or two and say, you know, these obstacles and this adversity, you know, only helped our guys. It helped our players. It helped our staff. It helped everybody get through this.
There is something, and this is a month and a half old, but I can't figure this out. So try to help me out here. Caris LeVert comes back from an injury. Guys are playing this overtime game against the Thunder. Joe, you remember that game. Remember how Caris doesn't play in overtime?
Yes.
Because the guys are taking it easy with him. Yep. And as much as that frustrated me sitting there that night, I understood it, right? You guys have a long-term vision. But then a few days later, Kyrie Irving comes back. He plays 33 minutes in his first game or second game back against the Jazz. And on the second night of a back-to-back, he goes out and plays 37 minutes. Are there just different rules for Kyrie Irving? Is that kind of the way things are going to be run now, where the star player doesn't have the restrictions that Caris had only like 5 days earlier?
No, I wouldn't lump just Kyrie into that. I think when you're a player of Kyrie's caliber, but also a player who's had that tenure in the league and his body and so forth, and it all depends on the injury as well. And he's used to playing bigger minutes. You know, I think when you get to some of the guys out there that are in the upper echelon that have played, you know, 35, 40 minutes a night for 9, 10, 12 years, whatever it may be, their workload is a little different. And obviously different injuries dictate different, you know, different workload monitoring and minute restrictions and so forth.
Yeah, but in fairness, Caris had a finger injury and Kyrie is battling with this shoulder injury. So look, I'm no doctor. I'll be the first to tell you. But I would think that that's more serious and probably something you'd want to manage more than a finger injury, right?
Yeah, no, I think from the outsider, yes, you're 100%. I think what we're looking at is, you know, a guy like Caris, who, you know, we've been, you know, taking the long-term approach with, and we do it with all our guys, especially the young guys, as we continue to develop them. I mean, Caris is going to take some time. When he misses that amount of time just to get everything back, the body back, the legs back, and so forth. So were we overly cautious? Yes, but that's who we are right now. And you know, we're definitely taking that long-term approach.
Sean, how disappointed? I mean, Kyrie winds up, I think he wound up playing 20 games this year. Now he's done for the year. The team actually has a winning record without him this year. But how disappointing is it that this guy only gave you 20 games this year?
Yeah, you know, it is. It is disappointing. But I think nobody's more disappointed than probably Kyrie. I mean, Kyrie and I have sat and had multiple, you know, heart-to-hearts and good conversations about how excited he is to be back here and playing, you know, in front of, you know, a lot of family and friends on a nightly basis. So I think he wears that.
I think we may have lost Sean Marks.
Who's Sean?
So, Sean, it's our fault. I guess our phones went out. It was not your fault.
I don't know if they paid the bill here, Sean. I don't know.
No problem at all. I thought you were sick and tired of talking to
me. No, are you kidding me?
But we're getting back to Kyrie and the injury and only 20 games and all of that.
Yeah, no, very disappointing for him and so forth. But, you know, and I know, you know, none of us like to say this, but again, it's the long-term approach. And, you know, we give Kai a lot of credit for, you know, for battling along and trying to take this quarter zone center and really exhausting all his options. Nobody wants to jump in and do surgery, you know, right off the bat. So, you know, he tried and, you know, he gave it all he could. But again, this is something that, you're part of the journey, really, and we'll embrace it and we'll learn from this, and I'm sure he will too. And he's obviously a big part of the squad, just like Kevin is. So they'll be helping us from the sidelines that they have done, you know, all season long.
How is your relationship with him? Like when he says to the media and to fans listening, "Hey, we're going to have to make some changes. You know, we're going to have to make some deals. We're a couple of players away." I mean, you're the architect. You're the guy that puts the team together. When you hear something like that, what goes through your mind?
Yeah, look, you know, I'm absolutely not worried about that at all. You know, I think this is, for me, I hear this, the fact that I love the fact that our players have ownership in this. I mean, Kai and Kevin and the rest of the guys that have all signed on here and are part of this, you know, they hope to build this and hope to build this something sustainable and something that not only they can be proud of, but this is long lasting for the borough. So, you know, I always take, you know, a select handful of players' opinions in terms of, you know, how we continue to build this. We've done this from day one, you know, gathered their thoughts. And because these guys know the players better than anybody else. So when we're saying, hey, look, this is what we're looking at. What do you think? They'll be brutally honest because they're going to go play with those guys. So I think it's important to weigh their opinions from time to time.
So
we certainly do that.
So has he told you specifically what core guys he wants you to add? Like, is he, you know, giving you the advice, all right, go out and get Bradley Beal, go out and get this guy? Like, has he specified who he wants from you, Sean?
No, we certainly haven't had those conversations yet. This is right now it's far too early, and I think we're making the most of this season and what's to come, and at the right time, I'll certainly sit down with the players and go from there.
But was that comment, because here's how I took it as a fan. I quickly realized which guys he didn't mention. You know, I heard he didn't mention Jared Allen. I heard he didn't mention Joe Harris. And I'm thinking, those guys can't be thrilled. Any concern of what that does in the locker room when Kyrie talks about his core and leaves a couple of guys who, I don't know about you, and I guess we'll find out in July when Joe Harris is a free agent. I think Joe Harris is a part of the core.
Yeah, no, I think that's, if we're expecting Kyrie to go and list all the players on the team, I know the fact that, you know, he has all these guys over at his house and they're regularly in communication, enjoying being around each other. So it's, you know, maybe it's a slip of the tongue, so forth, but I know Kyrie addressed it with his teammates. You know, I wasn't privy to that. Those are things that happen, you know, in the locker room, and they should sort of stay in there.
So has he been, from what you've seen, because I remember when we had you on months ago, I said, look, Kyrie's got a bad reputation as a leader, and you were fair, like, we'll judge him here. How's he been as a leader? Do you get the impression, I know he's only been out there 20 games, and that's going to be it for the season, but have you gotten the feel that this guy's a good leader in that room, people like him, people respect him, and all is good on that front with him?
Yeah, look, I think we're all learning the whole way, you know, through this. I mean, we're growing as leaders. I'm certainly growing as one. I think Kenny's growing. Our players are growing as well. And I think for a guy like Kai, you know, it certainly hasn't been easy here with the distractions of being home and so forth, but he's embracing it all. You know, I think I'm enjoying getting to know him and continuing getting to know him and so forth. I think that, you know, it's been really great for our group to just see how competitive, you know, the elite players are. And, you know, when you see Kai and Kevin and their discussions, you know, whether it's with teammates or whether it's with coaching staff or front office and so forth, just seeing what they want to put out there and how they bring it every night and their focus. I mean, that's how you lead. You don't always have to lead by being a vocal leader, but it's, you know, your actions and so forth as well. So I think I'm enjoying seeing us all grow together.
Sean, again, I'm talking to Sean Marks, of course, the general manager of the Brooklyn Nets. Your team right now, though, 26-29. You're firmly right now in the seventh spot in the Eastern Conference. You know, with Kyrie basically missing the season, you got to be pretty happy with the position you're in. You don't have Durant. You basically haven't had Kyrie. Overall, you got to be pretty happy in the spot you're in, right, Sean?
Yeah, like, I don't know that you're ever happy or satisfied per se, but I think this has been, it's been a testament to, you know, to sort of the resolve that these guys have shown over the course of the last, you know, 3 years here. You know, there's always been guys that have had that next man up mentality and stepped up and risen to the occasion. And that's honestly, the evaluation process is still going on. Like, you know, how do we continue to build this? You know, who's in here for the long term and so forth. And, you know, and it's great to see relationships grow with these guys both on and off the court. But look, I'm enjoying what I'm seeing out here. I think our whole group is. I think I speak for Kenny as well. And look, we know we've got a long way to go and so forth. But, you know, part of this build, that's the exciting part. And to have the borough behind us has been great too.
Well, listen, with all due respect, Joe and Sean, I'm not happy with 26 and 29. I'm sorry, there are injuries in the league all the time. Look at the injuries the Raptors have dealt with. Now, I'm not throwing in the towel. I still watch every game, and I'm very excited, but I'm not thrilled with 26 and 29. There have been a handful of games, I'm sure you feel this way too, that were winnable. I mean, the night against Philadelphia to come out of the All-Star break was a winnable game. The game against Memphis, if you want to go back to the beginning of the season, was a winnable game. So, I don't know, but 26 and 29 kind of feels, I get it, guys are hurt, but those guys weren't on the team last year. So it feels sort of mediocre right now.
Yeah, that gets back to what I said. I said nobody's satisfied or nobody's sitting here going, great, you know, our other guys have stepped up and let's just, you know, pack in the season by any means. I think it's a great opportunity for these other guys to continue to grow. I mean, to see the development of Jared Allen throughout the year, to see, you know, Caris LeVert continue to grow and step up, and the emergence of Spencer. I mean, people know he's not sneaking up on anybody right now. We've seen how he's been able to carry this team, and the list goes on. So we're certainly not satisfied, and it goes back to what I said before, is we definitely have a long way to go for sure. There's no question that.
Are you ready? We're talking to Sean Marks. Are you ready to officially say, look, Kevin Durant is not playing? It's 100% not going to happen. No way, no how. Is that?
This year.
This year. Well, obviously this year. I hope not the future. But Kevin Durant will not play this season, correct?
Yeah. I mean, we've said that from day one. I mean, Kevin said it. I've said it. His agent said it. His mom said it. I'm not sure who else are waiting, but, you know, I'm pretty sure the doorman of this building is going to say the same thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's out.
Here's the other thing. All right. And I say this with peace and love. What frustrated me during Kyrie Irving's injury is, look, I get it, he's hurt. But it felt like you guys were never given updates. It felt like it was a mystery. I mean, Kyrie Irving comes out on the Saturday night of football wild card weekend and says, oh, yeah, I may need surgery. Like, it came out of nowhere. I like you, Sean, but I haven't heard from you in 4 months. Do you agree with that assessment that maybe this organization needs to do a better job of, I don't know, talking about injuries, giving updates to their fans about injuries? Because it feels like the last 4 months, a lot of us have just been left in the dark about what the heck's going on.
Yeah, and I totally sympathize with that, and I can totally see everybody's perspective and the fans, you know, that feel that way. I understand that. And then there's the other side of it where there's a level of privacy, and, you know, there's you know, when you're dealing with people's medical issues or injuries and so forth, I think you just have to be very careful there. And as we, you know, crossed off and did our due diligence and so forth, I mean, we did give the updates, you know, when they came. I think you just have to be careful you don't jump the gun and say this and that and the other, and then you have to, you know, come back and do a rebuttal here. So I get it. It's never easy being a fan when you're saying, look, I want to know, is he back tomorrow? Is he back in a week? Is he back in a month? What's going on? But I think from behind the scenes, you know, hopefully the fans realize that, you know, everybody is pulling in the same direction, and we want these guys out there at 100%, you know, when the right time and when updates could be given, they were.
And I'm not changing my mind. You did the right thing signing Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. So I don't want you to take this question like I've just completely abandoned ship and like what a terrible idea. But here's a fair, I think is a very fair question about Kyrie Irving. He missed time last year. He missed time the year before that. He's missed time a lot throughout his NBA career and even his college career. He only played 20 games this year, fewest games ever played in any NBA season. What gives you confidence? Because I want to have it. That next year in his age 28 season, he's going to be able to stay on the floor because his track record, tremendous player, not doubting that. But his track record, especially now over the last 3 years, has been he can't stay on the floor. What gives you the confidence that he can?
I think there's a lot of confidence that I have in the processes that we have in place here, whether that's from performance and coaching staff, game management, and so forth. So, you know, we're definitely going to give him the best chance in which to stay, you know, injury-free and be as healthy as he can be for as long as he can be, you know. And I think you got to look back at the injuries, you know, when he's, you know, this isn't like, you know, you walked out on the court and, you know, strained a calf or so forth. These are sort of freak injuries. I mean, I think we all saw, you know, the hyperextension to his knee. And to be honest, if I was put in that position, you know, I'd knock on wood, I'd probably be in a wheelchair right now. So the fact that he is even able to bounce back from some of these injuries, you know, is quite remarkable. But, you know, again, I know where his heart lies, and I know he wants to be out there giving it all for this fan base and, you know, for his legacy, which he's talked about a lot. And also, you know, he and Kevin, I mean, they've talked about a lot that they want to play together. They've got goals together here. They want to come here together and you know, put something that's pretty special out there. So, you know, I know they'll be doing everything they can. And again, you know, I'll back the performance team here any day.
Now, before I let you go, Sean, again, I'm talking to Sean Marks, of course, the GM of the Nets. You realize that when Durant gets there next year and Kyrie's healthy, hopefully healthy playing, he will be, because when Durant's healthy, he's going to be playing with him. That's my feeling.
I hope
so. You know,
so.
You got to win a championship. You know, you realize that the pressure, once Durant gets on the court and starts playing, is going to be through the roof, that you guys got to win. Because if you don't win a title with him, I know my partner here is going to say, you know what? This didn't work out. Am I crazy saying that?
No, it's about winning.
You got to win
a championship.
I mean, anything short, like getting to the finals, isn't going to be enough. You understand that, right, Sean?
Well, the whole goal here is not to be mediocre. It never has been. It's been to build this, and we continue to build this. And I think we've got a great base in which to do it from you know, the location, from where we are, the facilities, from an ownership, from the right group of young assets, the assets that we still have from a draft asset. And also, look, when you're rolling out Kevin and Kyrie and a group of young guys as well that are coming into their own, from Spencer and Karis and Jared Allen and everybody else, I want to make sure I'm not, you know, mistaking them or leaving them out. That gives us the best opportunity here. So, again, it's embrace that journey.
I'm glad you were careful with that, because if you did leave a name out,
don't leave anybody out.
We'd assume you're dealing them.
Make sure you miss Wilson Chandler. You might as well list
all 15 of them.
It's
going to take a group.
You're not going to admit this, and I totally get it. I got this feeling you're making some kind of big deal during the summer that you're going to package. Hopefully it's not Spence. Spence is my guy. But I got this feeling, man. You're going to make a big deal during the summer. You're going to package Allen and LeVert. I don't know if I'm going to like it yet. I mean, it depends what you get back. But I got to tell you, Sean, that's my read.
Well, are you happy about D'Angelo? Are you still upset with that? Yeah.
Am I upset about that? Well, look, I understand why Kyrie had to be here.
No,
I wanted Kevin Durant.
I just throwing it out there. I figured I'd cause more trouble.
No. I'm still good with the plan. I'm just frustrated by the season. I'm a fan. What Net fan wouldn't be frustrated?
No, I understand.
I don't want to be under 500. But I got this feeling, Sean, you're making a big deal during the summer. Right?
Well, were you asking me if I'm right or you're right?
I'm asking if I'm right.
He wants to be your assistant. He really does.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. And, you know, again, this isn't about, you know, quick wins here and so forth. This is hopefully we continue to do our due diligence and do it with the right people and continue to build this thing.
Take care of Joe Harris, all right? Just re-sign him at the end of the year, all right, my friend?
There you go. Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay. He said, absolutely.
Now,
Joe
Harris
is back.
If you don't re-sign him, you know you're going to hear about it now, Sean. You know that.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. It's good
talking.
All right,
Sean. We appreciate
it, man.
No problem,
guys. Thanks, guys. Take it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.